Gesundheit Winter, everyone. It is Matzei Simchas Torah, and we have to catch up two shiurim. So we'll start with yesterday's shiur was Shin Lamed Daled Siv Tes Vav. Then today's shiur will probably be recorded tomorrow morning, and then tomorrow we're back in shul regular time. So we're holding Shin Lamed Daled Siv Tes Vav, page Kuf Ayin Zayin, last line in the Mechaber, as we are trekking through the end of the siman. Few interesting halachas about svarim and apikarsim. A few interesting things as we go along over here. Zok the mechaber sifte as well. Matzilin tikka sefer ima sefer. You can save the casing or the bag of the sefer with the sefer. Tikka tefillin ima tefillin and the bag of the tefillin with the tefillin. Af apishiyesh pesechan mois. Even though there is money in the bag, the huadin, and so too the sharkish fekadish, and only tefillin or sefer Torah or sefer any kisvei kadesh, if they have money in the bag, you're still allowed to take the bag out. Now, what's the chiddush? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah sifkat mem gimel, af api sheyesh va'afilu l'deir rishonin the besif beis the matir lahatzel mois lechud v'nei adleika. Which means the Mishnah Berurah is by varning in Siv Beis we discussed that money, because of the hefsid, we allow the tiltal muksa of the tziruf of the dleika with the behala and the hefsid, we allowed you to save money even though it's muksa. Gam kenicha hacha, it's still good over here. There's still the chiddush, the kamash malan, the motel lahatzel amois agav sefer v'afilu lachotish enemu remes. Which means earlier in the whole first part of the siman, like we corrected ourselves. In the last year, we were always discussing where there's an Erev. Yavadu can't be over an Isidar Abanan over here to save your Nechasim. We're talking about taking it out to a place where there's an Erev. And the only Shiloh was, when they gave this new Gzeira, that maybe you're going to put the fire out, so we're limiting how much you could take out. But to take it out to a place without an Erev, that we didn't allow, unless you were wearing the clothing with Derech Levush. But when it comes to, so here, this I noticed in the Mishnah Berurah, we didn't say it straight out in the Mechaber, but when it comes to Svarim, there, so there are different levels of carrying that we'll see in the beginning of Chelek Dal in the Mishnah Berurah, coming up soon, coming shortly. We'll see that there's carrying in the Rosh HaRabim, which is in Nisa Der Raisa. There's carrying in the Carmelis, which is in Nisa Der Rabbanon, and then there's carrying in the Chatzar that does not have an air of Chatzaris. Or a mavoi that does not have a shetufim mavois, which we'll discuss all these concepts more in detail in Chelek Dalet. So carrying in the karmelis, I don't believe is allowed to save kisvei kodesh from a fire. But carrying in a chadra she'enim or reves or a mavoi without a shetuf, that is allowed. So over here, even though money, anyways, you can carry the money out of the house, that's only to a chadra or reves. But here, where it's coming in the bag of the tefillin, you can take it out even to a chadra she'enim or reves. Chazal does not require you to shake the money out of the bag. Why? Because if you're going to be busy removing the money from the bag, it could be chas v'shalom, the fire will come onto the sefer itself, and therefore they allowed you to save that money. And it's a chiddush, even if you hold it, you're always allowed to save money, because here you could even take it out in this bag to a chadra she'enim u'revis. Zok sifte zayin. Yiniach tefillin ba'arniki perish kis mali mois. If you put tefillin into a bag full of money, you're allowed to move it to save it from being stolen or from a fire. So it apparently seems to be machlekes in the Mechaber. The first day it says that even on Shabbos, you can go ahead, take tefillin, put them in a bag full of money, and then save the whole bag. And the second opinion says no. It's only if it was already in the bag from Erev Shabbos, then you can take it out. But you can't go ahead and put your tefillin into the bag on Shabbos. And that's the Pasha reading of the Mechaber, and that's the way the Vilna Goyin will learn the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us another Mahalak, like the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot Mem Dal, the Mokim, the Hainu. Afilu, Lechat Hashanim Urevesk, we're discussing saving tefillin over here. Memhevi Yesh Misha Aymer, the Hainu, Hine Betazim Magan Avram Kasu, the Lech of Ezeb Plokta, there's no Machlekes about this. Everyone agrees you cannot put your tefillin next to the money or in the bag with the money. If you put it on Shabbos and then the fire comes, Shita the Sharilat Sila the Kuliamba being Sarah Lanar Hamoizai and Sham. If it was there already when the fire came, even if you put it there on Shabbos, you can take it out. But lechatchila, you can't put it out. You can't put it there. You can't put b'shas the dleika. One is not allowed to put the tefillin next to the money, and that's the way the Taz among the Rambam and the Machaber. It's not really a machlekes. It's two different cases. One is when the fire is here, you should not put the tefillin next to the money. One is before the fire comes. If you want, you could, and if there be a fire, you can take it out. Now, one thing I'll just speak out my mind as I'm reading this. What if the fire already broke out and the person was over the halacha and put the tefillin with the money? Can he then take it out once you put it there already? It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, only if you put it there before the dleika, then we'll be allowed to take it out. That's what it sounds like. The goyin passes like the mechaber that it's machlekes. According to the first opinion, you could do this lechatchila b'shas the fire. According to the second opinion, you can't. But that would be a kula in the first opinion. The second opinion says only if you put it there erev Shabbos. This is disgusting. If you want to save this bag with money and tefillin to a chata without an erev chateres. If you want to save it to a Rishus HaYachin, so there's no Haitzah Shiloh over here. The only Shiloh is going to be, when it comes to the money, will be Muktzah. Muktzah, with regards to moving the money, according to the more Machmer opinion in Siv Beis, which means according to the more Makel opinion in Siv Beis, we're anyways allowing you to carry money, even though it's muksa, to save it from the fire because of the hefset and the bahala. But according to the more machmer opinion over there, it would not be allowed. So we'll see in Sif Yedayin that if you're going to go to a chater hamu reves, even according to the more machmer opinion, ayidei kikar v'tinek, if you were to put a loaf of bread or a tinek, a child, with the money, that would be a heter, it's a svara, a heter in hilchos muksa that's applied to a case of a hefset, that we allow you, typically only by a mace. We say you can move the mace out of the house if you put a kikar or tinek on the mace. A kaponibo, we're going to apply it over here also to a hefsin. Let's see Sif Yedzayin inside. Zakta Mechaber Sif Yedzayin. Yesh matirin mahatzil. Diski amaleya mois aide kikar or tinek min adleko minak anavim vakazlanim. Some allow to save money. This is going according to the tzad, the money's muksa and you can't move it. So what you do is you put a kikar or tinek on the money, and then you could save it. This is specifically to Rosh Hashanah, but you can't carry because of this. Kikar v'tinek is a svar yachas mukta. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. If katan mem zayin, zok the Mishnah Berurah yesh matirim. Panash yachal litin afilu lechatchila b'Shabbos lahatzla yodin. You could put this down lechatchila on Shabbos. The kikar v'tinek afilu hamois. Even if the money is more chashiv than the kikar or tinek, you don't say the kikar or tinek is batal clapping the money. Even though generally in Hilchas Muksa we don't allow such an exception of kikar v'tinek, only when it comes to a mace. It's a special halacha. I think it was Shin Yud Aleph. We learned this in Simon Shin Yud Aleph, that you can take a kikar atinik and put it onto a dead person, and then allows you, we view it like you're carrying the davar hamutter, different svaras, but it only applies by a mace. Hachemishim seidas hadleika ekevu b'chozeh. Here, because of the hefset, we allowed you to be semich ha kikar atinik. Vayin sif beiz di yesh matir na filo b'lei kikar klam. The sif beiz, there was a yesh matir, that when it comes to moving money, even though it's muksa, there are some that I may call even without a kikar atinik, like we saw earlier. Zot the Mechaber weiter. Zog the Mechaber Matzilin. It's really the Ramah, but on the side by the star with the half parentheses, it says that this is the proper girsa over here in order to read the Mechaber properly. So Matzilin has Svarim Afilu L'Chad Shehen Morevis. This that the Mishnah Berurah told us before, and we were like, hey, we didn't notice yet, but the Mishnah Berurah told them to us. It's coming from over here, that even though when it comes to saving food or saving kalim, avadi, you can't carry them into a karmelis or even to a chatzar without an erev chatzaris, if the chatzar requires an erev chatzaris. When it comes to svarim, kisvei kodesh, vir, hagam, to a karmelis, we're not going to allow you to carry, but to a chatzar that does not have an erev chatzaris, or to a mavoi that does not have shitufim mavois, which is a similar idea to an Erev Chatzeris, this is meant for the Mavli, not for the Chatzer, then you would be allowed to carry the Sarim into there. As long as the Mavoi has three mechitzas and a lechi, what that means is that the way the olden days, this we'll be discussing very, very commonly, very often in Chelak Dalad, you had houses. Let's say you had two houses. Those houses both opened up into a chatzar. Then you had another group of two houses opened up into a chatzar. And both those chatzeres opened up into a passageway called a Mavoi. And that mavi is like an alleyway, and that mavi would open up into a rishus harabim. That was the public thoroughfare. Now, in order for a place to be a rishus hayachid, a place that you can carry in, it has to have proper mechitzes. And then after you have proper mechitzes, then there's a separate takana derabanan. You have to have an erev chatzeres or shetufim mavois to everyone should join up with food and. That is in order so that it does not get mixed up with the Rishus HaRabim, and that way you allow yourself to carry there. So what the Mechaber is saying here, even if you don't have the Erev Chatzer for the Shetufim Mavois, you have to have proper Mechitzes. Now when it comes to a Mavoi, the halacha is that three walls would be enough to make it a Rishus HaYachid Midaraisa. Midaraisa, all you need is three walls, you don't need a fourth wall. However, there are Bonam or Geyser that you have to put on the fourth side, either a lechi or a kaira, in order to either to remind you or to be considered a mechitza, a fourth wall, or as a reminder not to carry in Rosh Hashanah. A mavi is very similar to Rosh Hashanah, lots of people in it, and therefore they require a lechi or a kaira. A lechi is a vertical stick, or it doesn't have to be a stick, a vertical something that's very thin, it could be, and you place it, it's 10 tefachim high, you place it next to the wall, and that is what a lechi is. And a kaira is a cross beam, a horizontal beam on top of the mavi that you put in the front that reminds you not, or it could be a mechitza, whatever the lumdus is that you that allows you to carry in the mavi. So that's what the mechaber is saying. It has to have three mechitzas and a lechi, even though there's no shetufim mavi, you'd be allowed to walk and save your svarim into that alleyway. Zot the mishnah berurah sefkat memchesh shalosh mechitzas v'lechi. A karmelis you can't carry even for svarim, which means that carrying in a karmelis you said is derabanan. A karmelis is an area that's not a rishus hayachid, does not have three walls, so or it's not even if it has three walls, doesn't have the takana of the rabanan, the lechi or the kaira, so it's not really a rishus hayachid, but it's not either a rishus harabim, which means it's not 16 amas wide or there's a roof on top. Or according to those who require 600,000 people, there's not 600,000 people, or all the other svaras that won't make it be classified as a Rosh Hashanah. So a nishtahi nishtaher. And the status is called a karmelis. It's also a midrabanan to carry there. But that derabanan is more chamer than carrying in a chater without an erev chateris, or carrying in a mavi without shtufim mevois. And that much we're not going to allow to save a sefer. Only to save svarim, we allow carrying in a chatzar shenimu reves or a mavi shlein nishat chubay. Zog sif yidches. Kasvu mi shem goin, shemutra lemer the any Yehudi lahatzel svarim in adleka filo derech shesarabim. That when it comes to saving kisvei kodesh, bizayin kisvei kodesh, or saving them, then amir la'akam is allowed, even to for the goy to be over a deraisa. Zog the mishnah brua mem tesh shemutra lemer. The shvus amir la'akam sharim ne bizayin kisvei kodesh. To save a sefer, even a gemara, teresh bal peh, anything like that, we're allowed to do a mir la'akum in order to save it. Zuck sif yates. Whenever we're talking about saving from a fire, when it comes to the gzeris, I'm not saving too much, or it comes to saving kisvei kodesh, even to a chacha shenimu reves or a mir la'akum, mutal lahatzim imayim u'mishar dvarim ha'ma'abdim, it's not limited to fire, it applies to any sort of case or instance, a situation that would cause the object to get ruined. Sif Chaf, Hagol Yoinim Shelamala Shelamata V'Shemim Parsha L'Parsha V'Shem Bein Daf L'Daf Shebetchilos HaSefer Shebeseifa Sefer. Ein Matzilim Oysam. In a Sefer Torah, really any Sefer, but a Sefer Torah specifically, there is empty space in the beginning, in the end, on the top, on the bottom, between the pages, and if it's attached to the sefer, so you can save it. If it's cut off, it does not have the kedusha, the mechaber is saying, and then does not have the status of kisvei kodesh. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, what he says. They've got nun haga yoinim, shenechtachum in a sefer, they're cut off from the sefer. Oy shenimchach a sefer v'nishtar bepeya. He says, or the sefer got erased, and you don't have 85 letters remaining, so it doesn't have the Kedusha anymore. Yeshuv azal le Kedusha, the shel haklaf, shetachta, v'gam shel haga yoinim, shesviva. The klaf lost its Kedusha, the goyoinim lost the Kedusha. Because Maram b'tshuva shayet hakarna v'cherim, shal the katzes gilion sefer afilich lelichte v'lov. There was a takana with a cherim not to cut off the galyonis, even to write on them, because they had some sort of kedusha. So you shouldn't cut them off. He explains that those who bind the svarim, they cut off the galyonim and they throw them out. Matam came in the since that's the minhag when they make the svarim, they cut them to size. So as if they're made a tanai metchila not to have kedusha on those parts of the galyonim. So those types of goyanim, I am sure in our scroll, they have all the goyanim, they chop off to make the sefers to size. Those goyanim don't have kedusha, and therefore you can't say those goyanim. It says if it's a new sefer, it's mutter, old ones aser. When it's new svarim, there we say before you use it, there's an automatic tnai that you want to still cut the goyanim to make it the proper size. Once you learn from them, then the goyonim do get the kedusha of the svarim as long as they're attached, and therefore you can't cut them off. And there's an interesting ha'ara here on the side, number 47. It says over there that the goyonis yishanim sha'asa the chaitcham, old goyonis you're not allowed to cut. Even if they're too big, the Chazanish writes, as Davka, the Gilyon on top and on bottom of the Ksav of a Sefer Torah, with regard to the ones in the beginning and the end, that could be Kedusha's Nachal there at all. Even by old ones, you wouldn't be allowed to cut them off if they are too long and they're causing problems. And another interesting Hara, number 46, it says, from the Mikhtaveh HaChafetz Chaim, they have a Shas that no one learned from yet. You're allowed to cut out the pages in order to take pictures, in order so you could now send out those pictures, obviously with reshus from the publisher, because the hadfasa is only considered hasmana, and we just said before in the Mishnah Berurah b'kai malan hasmana lav milsa, like it says in Simon Ben Beis, hasmana lav milsa, and memela, since hasmana lav milsa, you would be allowed to, before it was learnt in, you would be allowed to cut those off and use them to take pictures for whatever you need. Zog the mechaber siv chaf aleph, happy kursim, the Hainu Adukim Abedis Chachav, those who are attached to their Getchkalach. Mechemu Marim Abedis Chachav, and Shekhasu and Kisvei Kodesh. Those that serve Abed Zarah, that write Kisvei Kodesh, Ein Matzilin Asim, you don't save them. Bach Bechel, Sarifim in Askar Shemem, we burn them with the shameless in them. So if called Nanaf, Shekhasu, Afilu Ksav, Ashur, Zal Klaf, Ubidyoi. If it's written by Happy Kursim, you burn it. Ein Askar is Kevin Shem Adukim, Abadi Kosvois, and Shem Abedis Gilum. The reason is they're so attached to their Getchkalach. They for sure wrote it, shame their Getchka. We should be careful the coins of gold and silver. Those that are attached to their desires, they made these coins. We can't hang them on the Sefer Torah. We shouldn't hold on to them. Burn them, melt them, and break them so there should be no zikar into the creations of the apikursim. For Rabbi Marino, Rabbi Yehuda Miller, this is very interesting, a name of an individual in the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Yehuda Miller, I don't know who he was. Nistapik imutal atichim, he's nesupik for a lot to actually melt them. Shema einam minam avedis gulun, maybe they're not, you know, minam for avedis gulun. How do we know for sure that we're going to go ahead and melt and burn and break these coins? The ones, even the UK Vavke that are made in Shvaidin, those he allowed, those were nitva in order to be used as money. It was clearly not written for Getchkalach, it was clearly written for not Lashem Kedusha at all. And therefore, I guess there were other Ktavetzachavim, so they had in mind, you have perhaps. Is it Tzad Getchka, but even not a Tzad Getchka, for sure, Lashem Choyal, there's no Kedusha in that, V'chemashah, V'chemgad Ma'in Sham. Or the Kasa Ma'ashen Negem, Be'ezah Kehilas, V'chem Avarchem Choyal, V'goyiv in Mois, V'chol Echad, Manichem Ha'kli, Ima Mois, V'chemgad Ma'in Kedush, Ha'yof Ha'isim, they collect money, they put the Kli with the money into the Aron Kedush. It's not proper. And nowadays we do have certain cases where they'll put the Pushka in the Aron Kedush. A lot of times it has to do with a tanai they make in the beginning or an automatic tanai. There's no other safe place to put it, so they will put it there. Or sometimes they'll put it in a drawer under the actual box of the Aron Kodesh. But it is an interesting discussion. I think we discussed it more at length back in Siman, it was Kof and Dalet around that area, about the Kedusha of the Shul and the Aron Kodesh, about putting the Pushka there. Akoponim will stop here at Sif Chaf Beis. I learned a few interesting things today. And tomorrow, or today's year, we'll either record later tonight or tomorrow morning, and we'll catch up. And we will be basically finishing the Siman tomorrow night in Shul, or early the next day, and getting back to much more relevant Hilchas Shabbos with Siman Shin Lamin Hey Lamin Vav, with Zareach, Chayrish, Kaitzer, and Ma'amer, a few, and Nashvuye Gumais, and then some Derabbanans about Shabbos, playing instruments, clapping, dancing, etc. Everyone should have a good night.